take your Bibles, please turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3. 1 Kings, chapter 3, we'll read verses 5 through 12 together. We'll read this passage responsively. 1 Kings, chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. First Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but thou hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there is none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee." And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your presence in this place. Thank you for a church like what we have here, one that's concerned about others, and yet not so arrogant that we realize that we need you in a very unique and special way. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. May we listen with your power as he preaches to us. Change our hearts, change our minds and our lives, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I hope that you'll listen this morning. I'm going to give you the title of the sermon, then spend the next 45 minutes explaining the title to you. I've entitled this morning's sermon, "Obedience is Better Than Understanding." Obedience is better than understanding. Maybe today I will describe to you why good churches die. Today, I want to appeal to our thinking crowd just a bit. Those of you that would consider yourselves well-churched, been in church for years, heard it all, I think if you'll listen today, you'll learn something. I'll use some spiritual logic that will acquire some brain power on your behalf. I'll feed your brain and your spirit if they're hungry. But you'll have to listen on purpose. I will not hold your hand through the logic today. I so often make my sermons as simple enough to be criticized for the simplicity, which doesn't really bother me. But today, it'll be just a touch different. Though, the young people will understand what's being said today, I'm sure. You should obey the truth that I'm about to preach, whether you understand it or not. Listen to the sermon. Obedience is better than understanding. I'll attempt to mix today logic and faith, and you will need some of both if you plan to see prosperity in your life from this sermon. I'd like to challenge some of the spiritually well-educated attenders to do what they ought to be doing for God. You say, "Well, what should we be doing?" Problem is, you already know. You already understand what you ought to be doing for God. The problem is not understanding. The problem is obedience. And so, I want to present to you this morning and preach to you this morning a sermon I've entitled, "Obedience is Better Than Understanding." I'm going to start out a little differently today if I could. All across this congregation, on the platform, in the choir, on the lower floor and the upper floor, in a second I'm going to ask some people to stand. Let me describe who those people are. If you have ever graduated from college, or if you have ever attended college, I want you to stand. Would you stand? Anybody that's ever graduated from college or attended college, I want you to stand. Now, I want you to look around. I'm going to guess there are almost 200 people standing right now. Now, you may have a seat. May I say something to everyone that just stood? You can be as educated as you want to be, but if you will not obey your education, it is worthless. It is worthless. To know how to do something and then not to do it makes you an educated, disobedient person. So it really produces nothing except for vanity in your own mind. The story that we just read, Solomon is a middle-aged man. God comes to Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 and virtually offers him anything that he would like. God says, Solomon, tell me what you would like to have. And Solomon does not choose wealth. He does not choose long life. He does not choose fame or health or real estate. You know what Solomon asked for? He said, give me wisdom and understanding. And God did. God gave Solomon more wisdom than any man that's ever walked the face of this earth other than Jesus Christ. God gave him more understanding than any man that's ever walked the face of this earth other than Jesus Christ. But you know what happens? Because God was pleased with Solomon's choice. He wanted wisdom and he wanted understanding. And then God turns around and he throws in some other things. He throws in some wealth and some long life and some real estate and some health and some fame. And I'll tell you why. Because God always gives us more than we ask for. That's the way our God is. We all, anybody here that knows anything about the story of Solomon, and anybody here that's been in church for any time at all, we all look at Solomon's choice of wisdom and Solomon's choice of understanding, and we sit in awe at his selection. We think, wow, for someone to have more wisdom and more understanding than any other human being alive, that is incredible. And indeed, his request was a good request. But I wonder if Solomon requested the best thing. Now, I think Solomon's request was good. But if I could venture out and make a little challenge on the traditional belief, I think his selection was good, but I'm not sure that he picked the greatest thing. I personally think he would have been better off requesting obedience. Obedience. You say, what? You think he should have picked obedience over wisdom and understanding? Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, of course, hindsight and foresight, you know how it is. There might have been times when Solomon later on would have said, you know, pick something good, but I didn't pick something great. But if God ever comes to me, I'm going to tell you right now, if God comes to me and he says to me, Jeff Owens, I'll give you anything you want, I'll tell you right now what I'm asking for. I want to obey God in all things. That's what I'd like to do. You see, I personally think he would have been better off requesting obedience. The Bible teaches that obedience is greater than understanding. Solomon sure was a thinker. But he did not obey what his mind knew to do. Let me prove it to you. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18 says this, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Do you know who said that? Solomon said, Solomon said that verse right there. He had the understanding to say, be satisfied with the wife of your youth. He said, be satisfied with your first wife. Then he turned around and had 999 wives. 1 Kings 11:1 says that King Solomon loved many strange women. Some of you are saying, Brother Owens, I just like Solomon. I got a strange woman. 1 Kings 11:3 says, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. You say, what's a concubine? It's a little bit like a combine, but it's a spare wife. Might be built the same. You understand something? Solomon, the wisest man on the face of the earth, had the good sense to say, hey, love your first wife and keep her. But he didn't obey his own good sense. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, this is Solomon speaking, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Here Solomon had the understanding to advise people to keep their heart, protect your heart. Then he turns around and gives his heart to false gods. Because the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his hearts after other gods. Now, wait a minute. He had the wisdom and the understanding to say, protect your heart from false gods. He knew what was right, but he didn't have the obedience to do what he knew to do. Listen, Proverbs 1, verse 15 and 16, it says, my son, walk not thou in the way with them that refrain thy, and refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they chase to shed blood. Here is Solomon, the wisest man on the face of the earth, saying, watch out for evil. You see, he had the understanding to warn about evil and evil behavior. Then he turns around and does evil in the sight of God. Because in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse number 6, it says, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. Wait a minute. He had the understanding and he had the wisdom to say, stay away from evil people. But he didn't obey his own brain. He didn't obey his own wisdom. He didn't obey his own understanding. Proverbs 26:25. Solomon said this, when he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Solomon here had the understanding to warn people about those things that would be abominations toward God. Then he turns around and commits abominations against God. 1 Kings 11:5, it mentions that Solomon did that which was an abomination in the sight of God. And then 1 Kings 11:7 says he did the same thing. What's happening here? He had wisdom, he had understanding, but he didn't have obedience. Proverbs 15:8 says, the sacrifices of the wicked is an abomination. Solomon had the understanding to warn us not to give wicked sacrifices. Then he turns around in 1 Kings 11:8, and it says, and likewise did he for all his strange wives which burnt incense and sacrifice unto their gods. He had enough sense to say, stay away from sacrificing to false gods. He had wisdom, he had understanding, but he didn't have obedience. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 8. The Bible says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Solomon said that. He had the understanding to tell us to obey God's commandments. Then he turns around and disobeys God's commandments by yoking up with people that God commanded him to stay away from in 1 Kings 11:2. What I'm saying to you is this. Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding. And he got it. But I would recommend that we ask for obedience. Because he got what he wanted. But he didn't become what he was supposed to become just because he had wisdom. And just because he had understanding. He needed to learn to obey. The wisest man on the face of the earth. But he couldn't obey. So he wasn't what he was supposed to be. He had more understanding than anybody on the face of the earth. But he did not obey God. And I submit to you today that obedience is better than understanding. Amen. Better than understanding. How could such a wise man do such foolish things? Well, he had understanding, but he was not obedient. Hey, listen, there are many people that understand the Bible better than I do. I'm sure of that. But how's your obedience going? How are you doing with your obedience? Solomon was educated beyond his own desire to obey. I want to learn, want to learn, want to learn, want to learn, want to learn. Good for you! You don't learn for the sake of learning, you learn for the sake of obeying. The ultimate destiny of your life is not understanding. The ultimate destiny of your life is obedience. Amen. Many Christians understand life. They're well educated. They've heard all the lessons. They don't lack understanding. So what's the holdup? Just obeying what they know to do. Hey, I want us to understand. My do. I'm not minimizing understanding. I'm just maximizing obedience. Understanding is a wonderful quality, but obedience is a great quality. If we have to choose between understanding and obedience, hands down, you better choose obedience. Now, you could have both, but many use understanding or the lack of it as an excuse not to obey. A lot of people do. Well, I don't understand, so I'm not going to obey. I tried that with my dad. To the new Christians, I say, obey even if you don't understand. If God tells you to do something, just obey it. To the old Christians, I ask, you understand a lot. Are you obeying what you've been taught? Now stay with me as I dissect this thought for a little while. Number one, obedience is better than understanding because everybody can obey immediately. I said, obedience is better than understanding because everyone can obey immediately. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Notice that even children can obey right away. Children, that verse does not say, children, understand your parents and the Lord, for this is right. You're to obey them whether you understand them or not. Hey, not everybody can immediately understand, but everybody could immediately obey God. Do you allow your children to disobey because they don't understand? All right, let's try it. You say, don't play in the street. But Mama, I don't understand. Okay, baby, go ahead and play. You know better. Are you God's child? Does He have to explain everything to you for 20 years to get you to do it? Well, not at all. Hey, God wants obedience. All levels of Christian maturity need to obey. You know, you just need to obey. And everybody can. If you have been saved for one day, you can obey God. You may not understand everything about God, but you can obey God. If you've been saved for 1 month, you may not understand things about God, but you can obey God. If you've been saved for 1 year, you may not understand everything about God, but you can obey what God wants. You can have been saved for 10 years, and you may not understand everything about God, but you can obey God. You may have been saved for 100 years, and you may not yet understand everything about God, but you can obey God. Obedience to the Word of God works with or without your understanding. I said obedience to the Word of God will work with or without your understanding. It's called obedience by faith, which is hard for you to understand. Example, baptism. You know what the Bible teaches? You get saved. After you get saved, you're to get baptized by immersion. That means you go under the water. God commands it. You should just obey it. You don't have to understand it. You say, well, I want to understand it. I want you to understand it too. But you ought to obey God whether you understand or not. Why? It's printed in His book. God said it. That's the end of it. We ought to do it. We shouldn't debate it. We ought to just obey it. See, Solomon had understanding, but he didn't obey. You can obey without understanding. You get that? Solomon, he had wisdom. He had understanding. He didn't obey. He flopped. You don't have to have the wisdom. You don't have to have the understanding. You can just obey by faith and exceed what Solomon accomplished. I love the song. We sing it here with the kids. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands and doing it happily. action is the key. Do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. I said this. I said, number one, obedience is better than understanding because everybody can immediately obey. But not everybody's going to immediately understand. It does not matter how smart you are. If God said to do something, obey it. You don't have to have a college degree to understand obedience. You just obey. You can obey when you're 2. You can obey when you're 200. You didn't have to go and get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and a doctor's degree to understand how to obey God. You just obey. Number 2. Obedience is better than understanding because obedience can solve problems without understanding's help. I said obedience is better than understanding because obedience can solve problems without the help of understanding. Get this. If you have a problem and if God has a solution, if you will obey His solution, He will solve your problem with or without your understanding the solution. Did you hear that? If you have a problem, and He has a solution, and you will do what He wants you to do, it will solve the problem whether you understand His solution or not. God does not need your mind to solve your problem. He needs your obedience. You know what I spend most of my time in my office doing, counseling people? Telling them again to do what they've already been told to do. Pay your bills! Maybe I can put it this way. Pay your bills! Or you can come in a couple years from now and I'll say, pay your bills.
Pay your bills.
Oh, I love you so much. Pay your bills. Your problem is not your understanding. Obey what you know is right to do. We're not oversimplifying this, are we? Obedience is better than understanding. I said obedience is better than understanding because obedience can solve problems without your understanding's help. Let me explain it. If you had an infection and the doctor had a solution, something called an antibiotic, if you'll take the antibiotic, you will be healed. Your healing is not dependent on your understanding the antibiotic because you don't understand the antibiotic. You have more faith in your doctor's prescription pad than you do your God. You get it? You have an infection. You went to see the doctor. He gave you the solution, an antibiotic. You took it. You got healed. But you did not have to understand the antibiotic to get healed. And God doesn't have to have all your understanding for Him to heal what's wrong in your life. He needs you to obey. Solomon had understanding about his problems, but he didn't obey to get the solution. You take, for instance, I pulled this fire extinguisher out earlier. Want to know something? If a fire broke out in my home right now, this morning, I do not understand all about the pressure, all the chemicals and everything that's in this fire extinguisher. But if I'll just grab it, if I'll obey, pull the pin, squeeze the trigger, squirt it at the fire, I'm going to guess I could solve my problem. Now, if I had a fire and I said, wait a minute, fire, tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to read all of this and I'm going to read it again. I'm going to get out the dictionary. I want to figure out every one of the chemicals that are listed in here. I want to make sure I understand what I'm about to do. You may be in big trouble fast. You know what you better do? You better use the fire extinguisher and use it fast. You know what it's for. Obey it and use it. I'm saying to you, God doesn't have to have your understanding to solve certain problems. He needs your obedience. Solomon had understanding about all of his problems, but he did not obey what he understood, and therefore, he messed up. You may not have understanding about your problem, but if you'll obey God by faith, He can provide your solution. If you don't understand God's solutions for your problem, obey, and God will bring a solution. It will work as long as you're obedient. Listen, solutions to problems do not always come because of understanding. Sometimes they come because of obedience. God does not need your understanding to help solve your problem. Some of you will suffer long-term pain because of your problems, because you want to understand God's solution before obeying God's solution. Why is it you demand to understand everything about God? Are you so smart that you can't live by faith? You have to live by sight on everything. Everything in God's book has to be analyzed by your brain because it's so big and powerful. Your brain is so awesome. You're so incredible. You're so impressed with yourself. Look, 3-year-old, just obey God and you're smarter than some people with a college degree in here.
Yes, sir.
People analyze. Look, well, I see it. God doesn't care how you see it. He wants you to obey. I'm not minimizing understanding. I'm maximizing obedience to God. You see, I said that obedience is better than understanding. I said, number one, obedience is better than understanding because everybody can obey immediately, but not everybody will understand everything immediately. I said, number two, obedience is better than understanding because obedience can solve problems without understanding's help. I say number three, obedience is better than understanding because the time you spend demanding understanding is time spent disobeying. You hear what I said? Obedience is better than understanding, and the time you spend demanding understanding is time you spend disobeying. Disobeying. Immediate obedience is what God wants. Get the depth of this statement, you intellectuals. You are disobedient until you obey.
Yes, sir. Good.
You are disobedient until you obey. Wow. Deep theology. Look, if God commands that you do something, and then you don't understand it for 10 years. You spent 10 years being disobedient if you don't do it for 10 years. You know, if a person says to me, I don't understand why it's wrong to get drunk, I think I'll just keep getting drunk until I understand. I wonder if he never understands. Does God condone him just getting drunk for the rest of his life? Let me ask you, what do you recommend? Somebody says to me, well, I don't understand why I can't go get drunk. What do you recommend? Should I tell him just to obey God or wait until he understands? You say, well, Brother Owens, you ought to tell him to obey whether he understands it or not. Why? Because you say, it's right. Absolutely. The very same logic applies to some of the things that you're holding out on God on. Absolutely. He's disobedient to God. Even if he doesn't understand why. If God commands it, we are to obey it. Hey, I've got some Drano here. Some Drano. Listen. If a child is about to drink some Drano, I say, no! Let me tell you why. Here's some ingredients on here. Let me find it here. It contains sodium hydrochloride, a strong oxidizer. It says on here, let's see, it's got a whole bunch of these things in it. Sodium silicate and surfactants and hydrogen peroxide and nashides and a lot of weird stuff in here. I mean, I sit down and I say to a 3-year-old, don't drink this, and I'm going to teach you why, and I read all that to that three-year-old. But let's say they don't understand. The chance they don't understand. If they drink it, they will die and suffer the consequences of disobedience. Right? A child suffers the consequences of disobedience because they don't obey by faith what mom and dad said. Because they, if they demand understanding before obedience, they are putting themselves in jeopardy, and so are you, Christian. If God clearly states, stop doing it, you ought to stop doing it whether you understand it or not. If God clearly states you ought to do something, you ought to do something whether you understand or not. When you require understanding before you obey, you'll put yourself in harm's way. While waiting on understanding, you may suffer the consequences of disobedience. It's not that hard. I said to you, number three, obedience is better than understanding. And the time you spend demanding understanding, you're actually spending that time disobeying God. Number four, obedience is better than understanding. Get this, I love this. And demanding to understand before you obey is a form of mind worship. Yes, sir. Oh, listen carefully, those of you that are real impressed with yourself. Obedience is better than understanding. And demanding to understand before you obey is a form of mind worship. Follow my logic. Our God is an all-knowing God. Is that true or false? True. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. Whatever God would ask of us, it's 100% right 100% of the time. Hey, answer this question. Is God always right? Yes or no? Is God always right? Yes or no? Say it now. Is God always right? Yes or no? Yes, He is. Is God's mind perfect? Yes or no? Is your mind perfect? Yes or no? No. Okay. If a person requires understanding before they will obey God, they are saying they will not obey by faith. They're saying, my mind must agree with God's mind before I will obey. What you saying? Say, I depend on my mind so much that I must agree with God before I obey God. That's why a lot of Christians mess up. You get too big for your own spiritual britches. I've heard it all before. Heard it all before. Sat in church. Well trained. Well educated. Well, so la-di-da. I know some teenagers more obedient than some of you who've been in church for 40 years. And more successful in their Christian life, by the way. Because your goal is not understanding. Your goal is obedience to God. You're saying, God, you must get my mind in on this or I won't obey. How dare you require your understanding to be satisfied before you obey the God of the universe? What right do you have to demand understanding before you'll obey God? We think way too highly of our minds sometimes. You know, you'd be better off being an idiot that obeys God by faith than to have a PhD that's always questioning God and constantly delaying your obedience to Him. God is not to submit to your mind. You are to submit to His. And that book right there is God's mind. How dare we say, well, you're going to explain it to me or I'm not going to do it. Who do you think you are? Well, my mind, I got a pretty good mind. You're an idiot. Not compared to me, compared to Him. He never made a mistake. Always right, 100% of the time. That's why He said, trust me by faith. Hey, I'm glad for you to understand Him, but you do not have a God you will understand. He is so awesome. He is so big. He is so smart. He is bigger than you and bigger than you'll ever be. And there are some things you may never do if you don't do it by faith. Our God's too big to understand. Well, I don't understand it. I'm not going to do it. Well, you sure are going to be a petty Christian because there are millions of things you won't understand about the vastness and the awesomeness of our God. You better just jump on board and say, I'm obeying by faith. I'm just going to obey him and trust him. We wouldn't really want to live by faith, would we? We'll talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's testify. But really getting down to doing it? No sense in that. Huh? You see, there's some of us, we virtually worship our minds. And it is proven by our lack of obedience to what he tells us to do. We have too much confidence in our mind. If you demand understanding before you'll obey, you have placed equal confidence in your mind and God's mind. You're just supposed to trust him and obey.
Yes.
We sing the song, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way." But that's not what you mean. You mean, trust and understand, delay my obedience. God, either you satisfy my mind or I'm not obeying you. Boy, you're sharp. I'm going to guess you intimidate God. God sees you as a smaller Christian than the three-year-old that obeys out of faith. Why? Because the issue is obedience, not understanding. I'm probably the only one that's having a good time, but I sure do like what's being said here this morning. Obedience is more important than understanding. Next, obedience is better than understanding because God blesses obedience. I don't know where God blesses understanding. You know, in 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, "And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." Look, understanding only brings blessing when it leads to obedience. God promises to bless obedience. I don't know where God promises to bless understanding. Say, "Well, I don't know about that." What are you doing about it? God won't bless you because you know about it. He'll bless you because you do what you know to do. Those of you who are not spiritually educated, let me encourage you. You say, "Well, I don't know a lot about the Bible." You can have greater blessings than some who have been in church forever. Say, "What? Hey, Brother Jones, I only didn't come to the church for a couple weeks or a couple months." You can have greater blessings in your life than those that have been coming to church for a long time. I'll tell you why. Long-term Christians understand a lot about the Bible. They don't obey it, so there's no blessing available to them. You get blessed because of obedience. That's why you get blessed. So some of you, you've not been coming very long. You say, "Brother, I'm just going to obey God." You're going to see a lot of blessing. Some that have been coming forever that will not obey what they understand, they're going to have a lack of blessing in their life. Because you're not going to be blessed because you understand. You're going to be blessed because you obey. Hey, as a young Christian, you don't have to have a lot of understanding about the Bible. You just have to have obedience to the Bible. The blessing is not for understanding. The blessing is for obedience. You know, there are some here you have known about soul winning for years. You are so educated. You've been to seminars. You've heard it taught. You know how to do it. You've read books about it. You're educated. What's your problem? You don't obey. There are other newly saved people here. You're scared to death about soul winning. You really don't know much about it. Recently, Brother Tom Williamson gave a little speech in our soul winning program, and he got up and he said, "You know something? You really don't have to know a lot about soul winning to be a lot about the Bible to be a success at soul winning. You just got to know how to go out and tell someone how to be saved. That's all you got to do." Look, there are people here, you know about it, 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 you know about it. You can quote it and 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 quote it. You're not obeying it, so there's no blessing for it. There are some of you know nothing about it, but if you obey it, God will bless you. Because God doesn't think you're a hot shot because you have all sorts of obedient or all sorts of understanding. Understanding to God is only there hoping to bring obedience. And if you have understanding without obedience, you didn't accomplish the purpose for the understanding. The understanding was not to exalt your mind. It was to bring on obedience that exalts God. Y'all with me? Am I all alone up here? I said this. I said that obedience is better than understanding because everybody could obey immediately. I said, secondly, obedience is better than understanding because obedience can solve problems without understanding's help. I say obedience, number three, is better than understanding. And the time you spend demanding understanding is actually spent disobeying a command of God. I said, number four, obedience is better than understanding. And demanding to understand before obeying is a form of mind worship. I said, number five, obedience is better than understanding because God blesses obedience, not understanding. Number six, obedience is better than understanding because obedience changes lives. Obedience changes lives. Listen, if I say to my child, you must learn to save money for later in life. If my child says, Dad, I understand. If he saves, his obedience will change his life. If he does not save, his understanding, it just made his life worse. You get it? Is it really not that difficult? If I say, you're going to have to save for future life. He says, I understand. If he saves, he's obedient, you see. That'll change his life. If he understands but he won't save, he's made his life worse. So understanding was not the key to a successful life. It was obedience that was the key. Hey, I know people who understand what they need to do, but they won't do it. Their life, therefore, does not change for good or for God. Listen, if you obey the Bible even though you don't understand it, that'll change your life. If you will obey the Bible, even if you don't understand it, it will change your life. God does not need your brain. He needs your obedience. And some of you can say, it's a good thing he doesn't need my brain. Those of you say, but Lord, I struggle in school. You can be a great Christian, my friend. I don't have a good mind. Thank God, if I'll just obey, God can use me. God can use me. Again, I am not minimizing understanding. And those of you that are sitting there stewing about it, you're really impressed with your brain. Those of you that are analyzing understanding and it not being important, you'll drive yourself batty. We'll find you slapping yourself in the face in the parking lot in a little while. We're just simplifying this thing and telling you, if you'll just obey, it is the solution to the pollution. Understand. Okay, just obey. Maybe the understanding will follow. And most of the time, it does. If you will obey the Bible, even though you don't understand it, it will change your life. Look, if my child, listen, here's what I told you. If I say to my child, you need to save because later on in life you're going to need some money to retire on, and if they say, I understand, if they do it, look, their life will be better. If they don't do it, understanding did them no good and they hurt themselves. But wait, wonder if I say to my child, save for later on in life, and my child says, Dad, I don't understand. Well, then just do what I tell you. You just do what I tell you. If my child obeys and saves all of his life but does not understand the importance of retirement, tell me something. Is he going to be happy at retirement? He didn't have to understand to have a great result. He had to obey. He had to obey a greater and a wiser power. And let me say to you, my friend, this old black book is a greater and a mightier power. And all you got to do is obey it. Obey it. We're commanded to read our Bible. You say, I'm not going to obey and read until I understand. Okay, let's get a seat here right away. Right away. We're having a service here. Look, listen to me. Look right this way. We're commanded to read the Bible. If we say, I'll not obey and read the Bible until I understand the Bible, then you're never going to grow. You're never going to grow. What do? Obey it. Read the Bible. Why? Because God said so. Well, I don't understand that. Read it anyway. I don't understand why I should. Read it anyway. The understanding will follow the obedience. Is that right or is that not right?
Right.
I don't understand it. Read it. Why? God said to. He's smarter than you. He knows more than you. He knows what you need. He is spiritual. You are not.
Right.
You say, well, we're commanded to pray. Well, I'm not going to pray until I understand prayer. Fine. Do without. But if you'd pray, you'd begin to understand prayer. The same's true about other truths in the Bible. I don't understand about the tithe. I don't either. God sure blesses me for it. If I don't understand it, I'm not going to do it. Okay? Do without. You'll look back on your life someday if you're a half-mature Christian at the time of death and you'll say, "Boy, I wish I would have." Separation from the world. I don't understand it. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Well, I got to understand. Your problem is you just want to stay in the world. You're looking for a way to delay your separation from the world. That's all. You say, well, I do not. Then what's wrong with separating from the world?
Right.
What's wrong with it? Is getting in your brain anywhere? Listen carefully. Did you know that understanding the Bible will not necessarily change your life? Obeying the Bible will change your life. You could memorize the entire Bible from the very first word in the book of Genesis all the way to the end of Revelation and still die and go to hell. Because it is not getting this in your brain, it is obeying Jesus Christ that makes a difference. It is obedience that is bottom line with God. And I'm going to say something that's really going to bother a few of you. This book's primary purpose is not just a textbook. It's not just to study. It's to obey. You say, this is my textbook, and I sit around and do nothing but read it. Do you do anything that it says? That's the issue. This is a book of commands by God to you. You are to obey them. Too many come to church to get understanding and study when they ought to come to church to obey and change. That's what we're here for. You say, well, I don't think I agree with you. That's fine. Solomon didn't agree at first either. Let me read you the verse, the latter end of Solomon's life. Listen carefully. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Solomon's about to die. Listen to what he says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Let me read the verse again from God's book. What Solomon said, the man that said, give me wisdom, give me understanding. He had it, but he didn't obey, and he said, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Now he's about to die, and he said, listen to me, folks. I asked for wisdom. I asked for understanding. Nothing wrong with it, but I should have asked for obedience. He said, I'm about to die. Let me tell you what I learned. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
Amen.
Didn't say one thing about wisdom. Did not say one thing about understanding. He said, let me tell you, bottom line is, obey God. Obey God. I knew it. I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew how I was supposed to live. I had wisdom. I had understanding. I had education. I did not obey. And here I am about to die. Had I listened, I wouldn't be in this shape. That's what he said. He said, just fear God enough to obey His commandments by faith, and that's the whole duty of man. And that did not come from Jeff Owens. That came from Solomon.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the story, fear Him enough to obey what He wants, whether you understand it or not. I said this, obedience is better than understanding. You see, obedience is better than understanding because everybody can immediately obey, but not everybody will immediately understand. Number two, obedience is better than understanding because obedience can solve problems without understanding's help. Number three, obedience is better than understanding, and the time that you spend demanding understanding is actually spent disobeying. Number four, obedience is better than understanding, and demanding to understand before obedience is a form of mind worship. Number five, obedience is better than understanding because God blesses obedience. He does not bless understanding. Number six, obedience is better than understanding because it is obedience that changes lives, not understanding. Number seven, Solomon's final conclusion was this. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. There's somebody in this room today. Let me show you something. You're a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible then says that there is a penalty for your sin. That penalty is death and hell separated from God for all eternity. Then the Bible says Jesus Christ paid that penalty for you with His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Then the Bible says you need to turn to that Christ, not wanting to save yourself, but accepting what He did, His finished work, with His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And you say to Him, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and be my Savior. He'll save you. Now, you are educated enough to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But here's what somebody's going to say. I think I want to know more. It doesn't get any better than that. You're a sinner. Sinners deserve to go to hell. Jesus died for sinners. He was buried for sinners, resurrected for sinners. He paid your sin debt for you. You better come to Him and say, I accept what you did. I accept it freely. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. And you're saved. Can I tell you how many people are spiritually educated, but they won't do what God told them they had to do to go to heaven, and they'll go to hell knowing all about Jesus Christ, knowing all about His death, knowing all about His resurrection, knowing all about Him. They know it all, and they'll burn in hell being spiritually educated beyond their desire to obey the gospel. Because you don't have to know much more than that to get saved. You say, well, don't I have to read all the way through the Bible? No. Don't I have to understand everything that's taken place with the blood of Jesus Christ? No, it was shed for you. It was perfect, holy blood. You do not have to understand God. You're to obey Him. I want you to understand. You come around this church. We teach a lot of Bible, like I'm doing this morning. We teach a lot of Bible around here. I put my church up against any church in this state in regard to their Bible knowledge. I have no problem with that. But I'm telling you, if we're not careful, we'll set ourselves up for destruction. Because we'll get too impressed with our Bible knowledge. We'll get too impressed with our understanding and our wisdom. There are just sometimes we ought to shut up and obey.